Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online. I've got an interesting video tonight. This is actually going to give you 10 ways, 10 retailers that you might have not ever even thought of, but they actually sell some form of food products, and they might be someone that you can actually get your food product in their stores. And now on average, most of these stores that I'm about to give you have anywhere from 800 to 1200 stores. Now, does that mean you're necessarily going to get 800 stores right off the bat? No. Well, you can you regionally get a few stores to start with, and they can roll out and maybe potentially go company-wide and nationwide with your product? Yes. So let me give you the 10 stores, and I'm going to talk briefly about how you can actually contact them directly and literally just talk to their buyers and ask them, what is the process for me to get your product in your store? Now, there's a few things you got to think about now. If you are looking to sell to these companies, the following companies I'm going to give you, keep in mind, like I said, they do have several hundred to a thousand or plus more stores, but if they give you some stores to start with, it may be about a dozen, sometimes even half of that. I know that when I started in Fresh Market, they gave me, I think it was 7 stores to start with, and we actually had to deliver the product to the stores in the area that we were in. And we actually, my wife and I would set up a table during the weekends, and we would actually sample out the product. We made a few sales, but to be honest with you, what ended up motivating me to do Amazon FBA and focus more on Amazon was that the amount of time that my wife and I was spending going to the stores, setting up, giving samples, and kind of crossing our fingers, hoping that we would sell some. We had product within the stores itself. We would actually go over to the shelves, we'd pull all that off, and we were hoping to sell it while we were there. But we ended up only doing probably about 2 or 3 dozen bags of products. Now on Amazon, I've got 90 different products within FBA, and we sell the amount of time that it would take for us, as I was trying to say, to go over and sample these at the stores. I now use that amount of time to sell a tremendous more product and ship out to FBA on a weekly basis. We sell out, I would probably say, every 2 weeks of the majority of our products, but I actually only send out a few at a time. I don't believe in, we deal with a lot of snacks and candies, and we make them here within the facility. So what I do try to do is actually ship out anywhere from about a dozen to maybe a dozen and a half products, because what I do is I turn over that freshness, I keep it fresh, I don't have my products in inventory very long, and that keeps the customer happy. Plus, it's also a good sign when you're introducing new flavors or a new product, you know, you don't want to send out 40 or 50 of them and you sell 10 of them and then you're approaching that expiry date and then you have to have them pull it out and ship it back to you. It's just, it turns into a big mess. So anyways. So, yes, the following 10 retailers, you may be like, aha, you know what? I never thought of that. Or maybe there's a light bulb that's going to go off thinking, that's not a route that I ever really thought of. A lot of times when food producers first start out and they want to get into retail stores and they're not doing business online, a lot of them want to jump up and down about getting their food into like a Whole Foods, which is fine. Grocery stores, Kroger, or you're getting into a Publix, or you're getting into a Wegmans. Whatever or whoever it might be, those are traditionally the first place that people think of. Now, these are actually retailers that specialize traditionally in clothing, housewares, and non-food items. But out of all of these stores, I've been to every single one of them, and they actually, all of them, have some form of a snack, a food, a drink, a beverage, something to that effect in their stores. Where do you think they get that from? They get it from people like you who have products to sell. So, let's jump right into it. I'm going to give you 10 of them. And again, as I talk about these 10 specific stores, I'll give you some ideas on how to just simply pick up the phone, contact them, and make it happen. Okay? So number one, Home Goods. Again, you may or may not have these stores. I know that out of these 10, you're going to have at least 3 or 4 of them that are in your area where you live. Not all of these stores are actually going to be in your area. I'll put this list also down in the description to kind of make it a little easier if you can't read my chicken scratch. So, Home Goods. Home Goods is a specifically specializes in home good products. A lot of like frames, statues, decorations, things within the home, bedspreads and that kind of stuff. But they do carry a very small section of their store, and I believe normally it's near the register if I'm not mistaken. A lot of them are laid out the same. But they have a variety of snacks and things to choose from up there. Now, when I say that these places sell food products, It's predominantly candies, snacks, chips, things that are kind of grabbed at the last minute on the way out. They don't necessarily stockpile food like canned goods or tuna and stuff like that. That's not what I meant. So please, if you are in a food producer and you create some type of salsa or some type of pasta or food product, these stores may or may not actually be something you may want to look into. But if you're producing a snack, beef jerky, things that can be like purchased at the last minute, you know, kind of items that are spur of the moment, and they're traditionally marketed merchandise in the front of the store, then this list will be very helpful. Now Ross, now I know Ross, by the way, has 1,360 stores, and Home Goods has 600 stores, and Ross has roughly 1,300. Ross has food, okay? Now that we're approaching the fourth quarter, the holiday season, I can tell you from her firsthand experience, Ross stockpiles enormous amounts of like popcorns, chocolates, truffles, sprinkles, seasoning packets, olive oils, balsamic vinegars. They put a lot of food products out during their fourth quarter, and Ross sells through a lot of it because most of their shoppers come in for last minute items and they end up grabbing a few things here and there like seasoned nuts or maybe even be some coffees and that sort of thing. So Ross Stores is a great place to go if you're looking to sell your product and you're doing some candies or you're doing snack products. TJ Maxx, okay? TJ Maxx is pretty much everywhere, and they have 1,190 stores, almost 1,200 stores, TJ Maxx. And again, very similar to Ross's selection of products, they also have a variety of food and snack items within their stores. To the ones that I've been in, that's kind of limited, but again, it's still there. So even if it were to be a limited selection, you still have 1,200 stores. So if you, let's say you produced a caramel corn or a popcorn that was seasoned, you can give them a call up and say, look, this is what I produce, this is what I do. Even if it's a case per store, 1,200 cases, that's a heck of a lot of product. Okay, Marshall's, number four, now number three, here we go. Marshall's is another big one. They've got roughly 980 stores. And at 980 stores, nearing 1,000, Marshall's is pretty close to what Ross has. And again, they have the similar type of product where they're offering luggage and bedspreads, housewares and carpets. But again, the food and snacks on the way out is something that you definitely want to follow up and call them about and see if it's a product that what you make, they can potentially sell for you. And now the really, really cool thing is that if you happen to be working with a co-packer, you've got a company that's working for you and they're actually producing your product and you're obviously not having to make this by hand, you can get the co-packer. If you were to sign with like a Marshalls or TJ Maxx, obviously you get them to simply ship that product directly to TJ Maxx. And logistically speaking, when you've got a company like that working for you, it makes your relationship with these retailers that much better, okay? Because you call up Marshalls tomorrow and you say, look, I would love to present this product. They like it. Then they want to order 1,200 cases. Your co-packer can produce it, ship it out. Boom, everything is good to go. It gets there on time. You've got a great relationship with the stores. Then they're going to say, you know what? We started you off with 24 stores and 30 stores. Can you do 900 stores? Then you go back to your co-packer and say, look, I've got 900 retail stores interested in my product. Can you produce this in a much bigger scale? Obviously, your co-packer is going to want to have the bit more business. And if they can, then good to go. You've got the entire Marshalls. From there, then you call up Ross and say, look, I'm already in Marshalls. I've got 900 stores. You want to give me some more? And that way, that's how you start to branch out and you can literally begin to grow your business at a much faster rate, okay? So now Kohl's, this is a huge one. Kohl's, as you know, they are a big fashion clothing seller. It actually was started by a couple of executives from Target, but Kohl's is during the fourth quarter again. This video is coming out right now around August, okay? So you guys are approaching fourth quarter. If you're able to get into these stores or some of them for the fourth quarter, it is a great experience for you. It'll be able to give you a chance to understand how it is dealing with retailers on a much bigger scale. And Kohl's is huge, one of the biggest national chains around. So this is the first five. And now you've got HomeSense and Macy's, okay? Now, one thing about Macy's, and this is from experience because I've actually approached Macy's about products. Macy's is very big on the packaging. If you are just starting out and your packaging is not all that great, do keep in mind that Macy's has a pretty high standard for the products that they carry. That doesn't say that you can't revamp or redo your packaging. If Macy's loves the product, then they're like, you know what, you need to step it up a little bit with your packaging, come back with us, get back to us once you've kind of kicked it up a notch and you've got it a little better. Or they'll maybe even recommend something that, you know, maybe fix the label, bring more color to it, change the container, something like that. But Macy's, from the people that I have actually talked to in regards to selling products to Macy's, they have a great relationship with them, and they love really beautifully unique products. If it's like a jam that's unique, it's habanero peach or some odd flavor, they love really unique gifts. So if you have a recipe for your food product or you're producing it and it is super unique, Macy's is one you want to check out. Now, HomeSense is another one. And what I want to do is I'm just going to write out these really quick, talk about them, and then I'll talk to you briefly about how to sell to them. Macy's, HomeSense, big one, Bed Bath & Beyond. Holy moly, let me tell you. They are big sellers of food products. If you've been to a Bed Bath & Beyond, and again, most of those food products are near the front of the stores where they merchandise it, specifically towards the fourth quarter, Bed Bath & Beyond has a tremendous amount of last-minute stuffing stocker, you know, fill-up-the-stocking type of products that you can grab and go. So if you're doing beef jerkies, if you're doing flavored nuts, if you're doing gift baskets or anything of that sort, Bed Bath & Beyond. And again, I'll add all these on the bottom. Again, I'll put them in the description down below. So if you can't read this chicken scratch, you can read that. And Hobby Lobby. I'm actually in the process right now. Hobby Lobby is a huge, fast growing craft store. You may have one near. I'm sure you've got one near you. We have one that just opened up near us here. They've got 600 stores, and they're projected to open up, I think it was another 400 or something I read about. So they are growing very fast. Hobby Lobby is a fantastic one for food. Again, near the fourth quarter, of course, near the holidays. If you notice in the beginning of their stores, a lot of them have food and snacks and those type of things up in the front. Definitely something more unique the product is. They're more interested. They are in it. If you do anything also in there, they have a baking section. If you do stuff like molds for baking, for chocolates, or if you do anything related to sprinkles or toppings or those types of things, cookie cutters, you definitely want to check out Hobby Lobby. And then lastly, Michael's, even bigger than Hobby Lobby. Michael's has, I believe I read it was actually 2,400 or 2,200 stores. And Michael's is just a phenomenally successful arts and crafts chain. But again, coming into their stores, in the front of their stores, they have a tremendous amount of food products. And that gets much larger during the holiday season, as I mentioned before. So these are 10 retailers that you may not have ever thought of, but they are unique niche markets. And a lot of the buyers that go to these stores are women or ladies. And a lot of them have a tendency to buy a lot of snacks and treats for family members near the holiday season, okay? I'm not saying that men don't do that, but of course, a lot of the holiday gifts and such are purchased by a lot of the ladies and mothers and sisters and such. So keep that in mind. And Michael's and Hobby Lobby, the last two are ones that I would recommend. If you want to try to start a business with any of them, those two are phenomenal only because they've had such a very strong reputation in that type of business, in the retail business, and then go from there. Or you can hit all 10 of these companies. Okay, so now your next question is, Damien, how do I actually get a hold of them? How do I get a hold of them? Good question. So the way you want to approach all of these companies to begin with is relatively the same, to be honest with you. All of the retailers that I've ever had a food product in, I personally just pick the phone up and I will Google their corporate headquarters number. Traditionally, you'll talk to a operator there at the company, ask them to speak directly to their buyer of food products or their snack and food category, okay? And then from that point, they're going to transfer you. The majority of the time, you will get a voicemail, which is fine. Some companies will actually give you an email directly to their buyer. Now, this is where the patience needs to come in. You've got to be patient because these buyers, you got to understand, they get approached by literally probably thousands, if not several hundred, product producers, not only just food, but a lot of snacks and beverage and other companies that want to get their product in their store chain. So these buyers traditionally are in charge of a specific category, and that would be food and snacks and beverage. So if you get a voicemail, leave your name and number, leave your information, explain to them who you are, give them your number, and wait, okay? While you're waiting, though, that doesn't mean sit down and kind of twiddle your thumbs and just look into space. Pick up the phone and call the other ones. If you can hit all 10 of these and you get two of them who are interested in your product, like I said, on average, these retailers have anywhere from 800 to 1,200 stores. So if you get two of them and they got 800 stores, that's 1,600 stores. So don't get discouraged if they don't call you back immediately. Don't get discouraged if they never call you back. But also don't get discouraged because one retailer that doesn't call you back, there's literally hundreds of other stores that you can get in touch with. This list was only 10, okay? Just 10. So keep that in mind. Contact them. Very, very simple. Corporate office, Google it. Say Macy's corporate headquarter numbers, Hobby Lobby corporate headquarter numbers. Pick up the phone. Ask to speak to their buyer. Leave them a message. Now, what I would recommend you do is I did this before. Is about 2 weeks. If you haven't heard from anybody in about 2 weeks, pick up the phone again and just double check and call. There was a couple of companies that I actually called. Even Costco, I spoke to their food buyer, which was their regional buyer out of Atlanta. I called on the first day. I literally got directly through to her, and she was extremely helpful as far as getting our products in Costco. So the process will be explained to you by the buyer. And again, traditionally, they will start you out regionally, and you'll get a handful of stores. Don't expect to get the entire company off the bat. The other good thing about that is a lot of small food producers can handle those orders anyways. You need to grow with them and be patient with the process. So, corporate number, just call their office. You're looking for their buyer. The buyer, hey, can I get the name and number, or can you transfer me, or what's the email for your buyer for your food and beverage? Very simple. So I hope that helps you out. I hope that gives you some new ideas and some creative ideas on where you can actually take your food products and where you can go with it. Okay, these are 10 retailers. There are literally hundreds of other retailers that I don't even have enough time to do a video on. But these 10 are places that you probably would have never guessed that actually sold food products, snacks and beverages and those types of things. So I hope that helped you out. That information did. Give my video a thumbs up. I appreciate the support and the feedback and even the comments. If you have any questions, please ask me. I will get to it as soon as I can. If you're interested in a one-on-one consulting with me, and I do offer that through an email consulting program, you have to be a member of Marketing Food Online 2, which is my other YouTube channel. When you subscribe to that channel, you have access directly to me. I answer those emails within 48 hours. And I've worked with nearly a dozen companies since I've opened that up, and it feels...